space in one of Guelph's most historic buildings is on the market. For lease signs have been posted in the windows of the Albion Hotel on the corner of Norfolk and McDonnell Streets in downtown Guelph. Owner Thomas Gofton's original purchase had one intention, and that intention had changed, said Will Lenson, broker at EXP Realty Brokerage in Guelph. Therefore, he decided to move in a second direction. Built in 1856, the building has three floors and a basement. The top floor is spoken for, but the main and second floors sit vacant. Gofton purchased the Albion 2 years ago. It closed at the start of the pandemic, then opened briefly during. Lenson has gotten one phone call about the posting over the last 4 days. I did receive one call within 2 hours of it being listed, he said. By a restaurateur who's contemplating the possibility of reviewing what is on the inside, and deciding whether or not it's a cost-effective move to expand to his particular business. The only detail shared about the caller is that it's a business looking to expand into Guelph. Each floor is approximately 3,000 square feet, and is listed to lease for $24 per square foot a year, plus additional fees. The history of the building is on full display, at least on the main floor. The rough work of getting to the bare bones of the history of the property has been done, Lenson said. It's now available to a person, in the offer of a lease, to create the decors they see fit. There are two stories in there, totaling approximately 6,000 square feet. The second floor has not received as many initial renovations to explore the original bones. But on the main floor, the walls and the stonework of days gone by have been exposed. Lenson said there's a lot of potential still, and noted there is sufficient space if someone would be interested in opening a small brewery. There is a fair amount of space in there, he said. Gofton told Guelph Today shortly after he took possession of the building in July 2020 he was renovating the third floor to turn into the head office of his business. He also owns the Round Table Games Room on Essex Street. Gofton did not immediately respond to a request for comment.